This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Victoria Newville, and it's a special week for women aviators and those who want to become women aviators. Victoria, there's a bunch of events planned all over the world, and yours is an important part of it. Why don't you tell us what the week is all about and what you're doing this coming Saturday in Frederick, Maryland?
Okay, the week of March 5th through March 12th, we're celebrating the Women of Aviation Worldwide Week, which celebrates the anniversary of when the first woman pilot received her license. How we mark this anniversary is by trying to introduce as many women as possible to aviation during this week and encourage them in the field of aviation. There are many events going on throughout the world called Fly It Forward, where we introduce these women through free flight, talking to them about how aviation has impacted our lives, and just getting them to know what a great environment hanging out at the airport can be.
Now, you earned a special title last year. Last year was the first year for the event, and you earned a special title. Tell us about that and how it all works.
The title was the most female pilot-friendly airport in the world. And how we get so many women involved in this event is by friendly competition, seeing who can get the most women introduced during this week. I held an event last year at Frederick Municipal Airport that won the most female pilot-friendly airport in the world title by providing free rides for 185 women, and this was all within 5 hours. These women have never been in small aircraft before, and I know of several that have already begun their journey on becoming a private pilot just because of this event.
What is different about attracting women to aviation?
I think people enter aviation for many different reasons. What I've been most shocked about through my journey of organizing this Fly It Forward event is that men just don't think women are interested. And for the many reasons that they could or cannot be interested, I think those are all proven wrong, that they in fact are excited to enter this field but just don't know how. I had to cut off registration almost 3 weeks early for our event due to just the overwhelming response I've had to women and wanting to come out and go for these free flights. And I have a waiting list that is of over 50 individuals already.
Okay, so how many people do you think you're going to fly on Saturday?
Oh, I think we're going to beat our record that we did last year. Last year we had 185 women, and I think we'll have about 250 this year. But the competition is tight because events all around the world are trying to take this title away from Frederick. In Yellowknife, Canada, they are sponsored to fly 500 women, and this is all in a helicopter. And I know there is quite some competition down at two airports in Texas as well. So it'll be interesting to see what evolves this. And apparently there's over 1,000 women already registered for free flights all around the world.
Tell me again about the women that have started taking flying lessons because of their experience last year. What are they doing? How are they doing?
They're doing great. Of the ones that I've been able to keep in touch with at our event, one lady is actually joining our 99s and has been very involved in helping the next Fly It Forward event in Frederick. Also, we had one lady who took a flight at our event last year who just won a video contest for an all-expenses-paid trip over to Europe to do the Across the Channel Women of Aviation Week event, where we're celebrating the anniversary of Harriet Quimby crossing the English Channel. And that's really exciting for her. And the runner-up actually is studying her ground school coursework on the flight over to Europe. So it's been pretty inspiring for all the girls who attended before, and I bet it'll be pretty inspiring again this year.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.